This is, the official name is Smithfield Rotunda Garden, or to be precise, West Smithfield Rotunda Garden. But it's known to one and all as the Winkle Garden, and I'll come back to that in a minute. It's in the middle of Smithfield, which is a corruption of Smoothfield, because around the north of London, certainly from London's first establishment by the Romans, London was surrounded by marshland. And this was one of the few dry, open areas where they could muster troops and do the necessary, and as soldiers do. And later it became a jousting ground for knights. So it's always been an open area. From the Middle Ages onwards, you got Bartholomew Fair was held here, a rumbustious 3 days event. And perhaps the most famous connection with Smithfield is St Bartholomew's Hospital, which was founded by Ray here, who they think was probably some sort of court entertainer, perhaps court jester, who went on a trip to Rome, caught malaria, and said that if he recovered, he would establish a monastery and a hospital in thanks for his recovery, which indeed happened. So that was in the 12th century, and we've had a hospital here ever since. But why did I say it was called the Winkle? Well, Bartholomew Fair turned into a cattle market, which was established here throughout the year. The fair just took place over 3 days, but the cattle market, which fed London, was here constantly. It was a live cattle market. And in the Victorian age, with the coming of the Industrial Revolution, the Victorians changed it very much from, instead of a live cattle market, which was moved up to Caledonian Road, it became a dead meat market, and they built a train. And it goes under our feet. It came, I believe, from Paddington to its own little station underground. And of course, if you've got a train underground and it was meant for goods, it was meant for meat to be brought in from outlying areas, you need horses and carts to transport the meat up to the market, which is behind us, just across the road there. And they built a circular ramp. The train station is now a car park, but you still go down that circular ramp. It goes round like a winkle. Hence, this is known as the Winkle Garden. So they had to build this just to cover in the station underneath. So it's a Victorian garden, as opposed to many other city gardens which are on medieval foundations. This wasn't, it was open space. And you see in the centre a bronze statue of peace surrounded by water fountains. Water fountains to the Victorians. Before we had a proper water and sewerage system in London, there were few places to get fresh water. So that was a very up-to-date innovation in those days. And, of course, now surrounded by some interesting trees and rather nice bedding plants. But there is a little story attached to the Statue of Peace in the centre. The first, the architect of the Smithfield Meat Market was a man called Mr. Burney, and the story goes he found a wedding ring in the ground when they were building the meat market, and he placed it on the finger of Peace. Now, I have been here lots of times, and I've even come with some glasses to actually look at the hands of Peace, and I can't find a wedding ring, so either he didn't put it on or somebody's pinched it. But it's just one of those nice apocryphal stories. Some nice planting in this little garden. We have two very unusual trees either side of the entrance, and they are Caucasian wingnut trees. Quite unusual. In the autumn they have long pods, which somebody told me you can eat. You boil them like runner beans and eat them, but I've never tried it. We've got London plane trees. Of course, all over the city we have London plane trees, and we have rather a splendid old fig, which does produce figs on a hot summer. You can, if you're here at the right time of year and the squirrels haven't got them first, you can pick yourself a fig. And as I said earlier, some rather nice underplanting and some nice bedding plants. The city is trying to introduce facilities for families, and as you see round on the perimeter pathway, there are various child-friendly things to do. Rolling things and bouncing things and jumping things. But if you come behind the Statue of Peace, there is a rather unusual bench, and it was the result of a competition a few years ago, which was won by two young students, a young lady and a young man. And as you see, it's made of cast concrete, but is actually quite interesting. The city is well endowed with works of art, and this is just another manifestation of their commitment to bringing public art to the people who live and work in the city. I like it. Some people think it's a bit brutalist, but it's got a lot of area to put bottoms on, and it's interesting. What I like about it is, as with every city garden, it's well stocked with a good range of quality plants. But I do like the historic concept of sitting in this open space that has been here on record since the 12th century. And here it is, it's still open, still pretty well unbuilt on. Doesn't have that same function of providing a jousting ground, or indeed the more horrible events that used to go on here, which was burning miscreants alive or hanging, drawing and quartering them. That's long gone. But this function of openness in the middle of the City of London is still here.